You sure you're okay? You look very peaky.
No, I'm all right.
It was the GFP gene from a jellyfish, in case you're interested.
What?
In the rabbits.
Oh, yes.
Icoria Victoria, if you really want to know.
Why?
Why not? We don't ask questions like that here. It isn't done. It was a mix-up anyway. My daughter ended up with one of the lab specimens, so poor Bluebell had to go.
Your compassion's overwhelming.
I know. I hate myself sometimes.
So come on then. You can trust me, I'm a doctor. What else have you got hidden away up here?
Listen, if you can imagine it, someone is probably doing it somewhere. Of course they are.
Cloning?
Yes, of course. Dolly the sheep, remember?
Human cloning?
Why not?
What about animals? Not sheep. Big animals.
Size isn't a problem. Not at all. The only limits are ethics and the law, and both those things can be very flexible. Not here, not at basketball.
Jesus! Nothing there! Doesn't make any sense.
What were you expecting to find?
Drug, of course. It has to be a drug. Hallucinogenic or delirious of some kind. There's no trace of anything in the sugar.
Sugar?
Sugar, yes. It's a simple process of elimination. I saw the hound, saw it as my imagination expected me to see it. A genetically engineered monster. But I knew I couldn't believe the evidence of my own eyes, so there were seven possible reasons for it, the most possible being narcotics. Henry Knight, he saw it too, but you didn't, John. You didn't see it. And we have eaten and drunk exactly the same thing since we got to Grimpen, apart from one thing. You don't take sugar in your coffee.
I think so.
I took it from Henry's kitchen, his sugar. It's perfectly all right.
But maybe it's not a drug.
No, it has to be a drug.
How did it get into our systems?
How?
There must be something...
Something buried deep.